Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. The Yankees are playing the Texas Rangers, yo. How you doing, Jake?
James, BBD, everyone in the chat, I'm excited, man. Season starts today. Let's go, Yanks, babe, as we reel off six in a row. What's about to happen? Fun stuff. Rizzo taking ground balls at second before the game, getting people fake hyphy about that. Yeah, I don't know. Three at the stadium. Like Nestor, like Seve, that's fun. See how they treat that whole thing.
Yeah, because the plan, we'll get to that in the PPV. I just got excited and frustrated at the same time.
Bingo.
It's the Yankees. It's the Yankees. Wish I had an apple. The lineup is DJ LeMahieu at third base, Rizzo at first base, Aaron Judge in right field. Giancarlo Stanton, DHing Joey Gallo in left. Glaber at second base. Gary catching, Brett Gardner in center field. And Gio Urshela at shortstop. So, I don't know. Same old.
Yeah.
It's the same old song.
Gallo's back.
Gallo's back. His neck is okay. Seeing the Glaber DJ, especially after hearing you so passionately talk about it yesterday, you won me over to now I see that and I'm sad about it. Like, really? You really?
So is life.
C'est la vie. They're going up against AJ Alexi.
Your boy.
Wow. A right-hander from Twin Valley, PA. Drafted
gorgeous
in the 11th round. He's a redhead. Looks like you'd find him on a field in the 1900s as, like, the one redhead in town.
Yeah, he's got a bad beard.
Born in Honeybrook. He's 6'4", 195 pounds. This will be his fourth career start.
Adam John Alexi, 23.
Adam John Alexi. He was really good in his first start. He was really good in his second start, and then Houston blew him up in his third start as he kind of changed his pitch mix, started throwing the off-speed more, got knocked around. Maybe the fastball command wasn't there, so that's why he did that. The Yankees stink versus pitchers they haven't seen before. Almost the worst pitcher in baseball, Eli Morgan, this season. Shut him down because the Yankees not knowing how to game plan versus pitchers they've never seen before outweighs that pitcher. Like, if I was on the mound,
right,
they'd shell me because I'm not a professional pitcher. But any professional pitcher that they haven't seen before, it doesn't really matter. Because they just, like, they go through the first inning, they're like, let's just see what this guy has. And then they take, bad count, swing, protect, out. Then in the second inning, like, hey, you know what? Maybe we should attack early on. So then they swing early, and then they get
now
some.
Now
they get some early outs. Now the guy who was going to come out in the fifth inning gets to go to the seventh. And then their third time through, they're like, oh, man, this guy's good, I guess.
He's good.
So expect a lot of that. That's my what to watch for. Yankees not having a game plan versus AJ Alexi.
Wait till the league sees this guy. Yeah, AJ Alexi, good for him. Jim, quick riser, started the year in Double A. And shoved a 1.66 ERA, gets the call, or 1.61 ERA, gets the call to AAA. You're doing good, kid. Let's see what you got.
Yeah.
Three starts, 1.84 ERA, and he gets the call to the show, and he's been okay. 14.2 innings, 6 earned runs, 2 gopher balls. So, yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking that. If the Yankees hadn't seen you, they hadn't seen you. Had seen you.
He got married last November to the love of his life.
Maybe.
Emily, so proud of him, happy for him. They have a dog. So, yeah, that's who the Yankees are facing.
Rangers, man, that lineup.
He's a lot taller than her.
Holy smokes, man. Okay, how about this? I'll tell you the last name of the Texas Rangers player, and you tell me their first name.
All right, I'm not looking. I have Alexi's Instagram up on my screen. That's all I can see. I won't look.
Kiner Falefa.
Dude, I know that's rude. I know Kiner Falefa, but I don't know his first name. It's
I mean, you can get partial points here pretty easily.
No, I don't know his first name. I just know him. I know Kiner Falefa won a Gold Glove last year.
If he had a nickname, what would it be?
I'm telling you, like, I know when I know something and I can't find it, and I know when I don't have something in my brain, I don't know his
first name. Hell, I'll let you look at the screen right next to you. Because BBD abbreviated it, because that gets you the first letter, because people call him IKF.
I
eliminates a lot of names.
Yeah, Isaac, good one. Ike, Isaac, Ian. Ian?
Isaiah. Isaiah Kiner Falefa. Ibanez in second.
Ibanez.
You know.
Raul.
Their DH.
Their DH, Josiah Ibanez.
Andy Ibanez.
Andy, okay.
This one you got. Garcia.
Adolis.
Nailed it. All over it. I believe it's Peters in left field, or is it Peter?
It's Peters.
Okay, Peters. I thought it was Peters.
It's a classic misspelling.
I thought it was Peters.
Yeah. Yeah. Georgie.
Yeah, that's me. Georgie Peters.
Georgie Peters.
Clean up.
Georgie Peters.
It's DJ Peters.
DJ Peters?
DJ Peters.
We got two DJ outfielders in the AL?
All right. Now you've got the next couple.
I hope so.
Low at first base.
Nate.
Yep. Bingo. Solak at second base.
Nick.
Former Yankees hard hit. This one's a coin flip. Heim playing catcher.
Jordan Heim or Jonah Heim?
There you go.
Jonah Heim. Let's go. Culberson at third base.
Culberson.
You got this.
Matt.
Stansby's doppelganger.
Matt.
Charlie.
Oh, Charlie Culberson?
Yeah.
He's with the Rangers?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
I just thought he looked like Dansby. I didn't, like, fully let that sink in your hint.
Okay. And then Tavares, I got to double check. Yes, Tavares.
Leotis?
Leody. Counts. You did great. All of that is not to embarrass Texas Rangers. It's just to say those are the crew that's probably going to beat the Yankees tonight. Go, Nestor, go.
I'm proud of myself. I'm shocked that I didn't know Kiner Falefa, but I couldn't find it. Like I just
you always call him Kiner Falefa.
Yeah, I just don't. You skip that first. I skip that first.
It feels like you're saying a full name.
Yeah, I mean I'm gonna remember two names, so you got to choose which two I remember. You know, that's why DJ goes by DJ, not Daniel John. But I didn't remember that either. I've never heard that.
I want to see the double leadoff tonight. Gio's been having great at bats out of the 9-hole, and Gardy's been doing well out of the 8-hole. So,
double leadoff.
Get it to Judge. That's the whole game plan.
Right. That's a good what to watch for.
Pitching path to victory, Jim.
Yeah, pitching path to victory is Nestor to Seve. They wouldn't have activated Seve today if they didn't.
That's right.
Well, that would be very odd for them to activate him and not use him. And then the
way they do it.
The upsetting part about this is that in must-win games, they're going to go Nestor to Seve no matter what. Like, if the Yankees are up 3 runs and Nestor has just finished the 6th inning, they're going to try and get the 7-8-9 out of Seve. And that's what they do. And if they, why would you expect them to pivot?
They did leave them the wiggle room where they said Severino could be 1-3 inning guy. So we don't fully know their Seve game plan, and also, you know, Seve won't always be Nestor's guy, although they're a fun combination. Because if you're pitching Severino 30, 40, 50 pitches, he can't just be in every fifth day guy. So Seve should be following Nestor today. We'll see what inning is that. Are they going to be shorter with Nestor? Who knows? But it should be Nestor to Seve.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Nestor's a good pitcher right now.
Use him as a closer today?
If Nestor can go six innings, then...
Closer Seve.
You should go Holmes, Chad, Chapman. Like, you know, like...
Oh.
But they're not.
Interesting.
They're just going to go Seve.
Right. Right. Yeah, I wonder if that's why they left the buffer, that if it is a two-run game, they'll tell Seve you're only doing one inning. But I don't... No idea.
How many Rangers in the last 10 games...
Prize piece of their organization.
Do you think... How many of these Rangers hitters in the last 10 games have an OPS over 850?
That's why Nestor should be following Seve. One.
Zero.
Zero. Yeah.
Yeah, right? If you're going to use Seve for just one or two innings, just use him as the opener. Let him gas it out two innings.
Nestor literally knows how to come out of the bullpen.
And then go Nestor for
six. He's
going
to come
innings.
Out of the bullpen to start the game anyway. That's what he
and
does
you have your what should be one of your organization's prized possessions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go Yanks.
Sell some tickets with the Seve return day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you the last name of a Texas Ranger player that has a .316 batting average in his last five games, and you have to give me his first name. He's got a .771 OPS in his last five games. Last name, Pozo.
Pozo.
Pozo. You can ask for spelling if you want.
I'm thinking of James Pazos, the old Yankees farmhand reliever. Pozo.
Pozo. P-O-Z-O.
I think it's Peary.
You think it's Peary Pozo?
P-R-I-I.
Pierre?
P-I-R-I. Peary.
P-I-R-I.
Peary Pozo.
Peary Pozo. Wrong.
What?
It's Yoel.
Yoel Pozo. I think I almost gave him an award. Didn't he homer in his first game or something?
Yep. Venezuelan, so maybe him and Gleyber are friends. Wait, is Gleyber Venezuelan? Yeah.
Venezuelan Victor.
Used to be. Yeah, used to be, yeah. Used to be, shout out, good bar. Never been there, just drive past it all the time.
I've been trying to treat you, man.
I've been living a lonely life.
Hey!
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
Record setting.
For this season.
Record setting. Yeah. That's record setting.
You have I think we both have a six series in the past. The Yankees used to hit a fuck ton of homers.
They used to hit so many homers.
The homer draft was like better because he used to hit a lot of homers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had myself just a career day. I had three homers in game one against Cleveland and then two in game two. 4 for 4 on players chosen to homer. Mm. No one, I didn't take Gio. It's only one guy homered, so I'm not that upset about it. Mm. Do you know what we chose for the over under? We have to fill that in. I think I definitely took the under and it went over. I think you took.
I took the over. You took the under.
Do we do that back to back days?
Yes.
Good job by you.
Yeah, bad job by the pitching and defense and Yankees.
Yeah. I have first pick today. I'm actually going to take Stanton with my first pick.
Hmm.
I feel like he's the only one that like doesn't fall into that new pitchers get me. Oh my god!
You all right?
Yeah,
bug in your ear?
It felt like a bug was crawling out my ear. I think it was like pressure from the headphone, then push some wax around. I don't know.
Was that a bug in your ear?
I think a bug might have just been in my ear.
What's that about?
I don't know. I'm taking Stanton though.
Was he all right? Good pick, man. I like Stanton.
I'm a little odded out right now. I don't know what just happened in my ear.
Talking Yanks pregame show.
With John Moore.
Jake's Bug.
got a butt.
Good picks, man. Good picks. Let's see. It's just me. I'm disgusting. It's 2020 homer draft total. It doesn't seem right.
What's it say?
Well, the total page said I had 20, but the 2020 page says I had 27. So, again.
Do you have a chance to beat me?
Not this year, no.
I'm up 14 with 14 to go?
No. That's where you've got, I think you've got this year's homer draft. I've got this year's over-under.
And last year was swapped.
Champ of the world. I don't, it says I had the over-under last year.
And I had the homer draft?
But the homer draft total page, which is different than the other one. I don't know. I got to review the books. You know, sometimes I get sketched out.
If we're looking at the right parts, they look right to me, but I don't know.
Looks like you won the homer draft, which I thought you did.
But there's a homer draft total page that has it not. Whatever. Over it. You're taking Stan, I got to take Judge.
Yeah.
I'll go Judge and Gio. I like Gio.
Oh, I see. I see what's happening here on the Google Sheet. I figured it out. Don't fret, dude.
Give me Judge and Gio.
Don't even worry about it.
Error.
Judge and Gio.
Judge and Gio, who are you taking? You gonna ride Gallo again? That's kind of your horse, lady.
Kind of
your fucking stuff.
Yeah, dude, it just didn't have. Show you won the homer draft last year. I'm gonna sneeze.
So is this your first? This is your first ever homer draft season.
Wow! It is?
Proud.
You won in 19 as well. Brown.
It says 19. I like put dominated. Put the business on you.
Hell yeah, dude! Look how many more homers.
Maybe I gotta start drinking more.
That's what you think it was.
Who's your second pick?
Gallo. Yeah, sure. You just talked.
Yes!
You talked me into it.
Yes, when I read.
How is your neck? It's fine. And it's his ex-team, dude. Obviously wants to put on a show. No one's been talking about that.
Bills and it trills and it will.
No one's been talking about how it's his ex-team, dude. No one's even talking about it at all.
So I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. Make a lot of noise because the girls, they are so pretty.
When's Hearn hanging out with us?
Text him. I'll DM him right now.
Whose picks do you like better, BBD?
I like your picks better. Wow. Stan, so, dude, first guy stuff, and we have Gallo still on tour.
I'm beating Jake by 14 right now.
Text Hearn.
How much did Jake beat me by in 2019?
26, it says.
Hearn pitching.
And I'm beating
Wednesday.
You by 14?
Yeah.
All right, so I got a goal. I got to fucking slaughter you, dude.
Hey, can we see you?
Hey, but we missed a lot of games this year. I'm going to slaughter you.
All right. I'm open to being slaughtered.
I'm going to stab you anus to mouth and rotate you like a pig.
Also do so feel jealous. Like I've got a 5-homer day coming.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, hey. Little Yana face as I've been sneezing a lot lately. Changing of the seasons.
Liliana face.
Allergy
Liliana
prone.
Face.
Changing of the seasons gets me pretty bad. But I like the seasons. Over under is what today? Nestor and Sevi versus AJ Alexi.
It's like a soft 9.5.
Dude, what do you
don't know what the Yankees are about.
What do you think of the A in AJ is?
I said it. It's like Adam John or something. It was very.
Oh, you did say that. Yeah. Yeah, you know what, dude? I went into that thinking that there's going to be a lot of options. Like, if it was Andrew Alexi, that's cooler than AJ Alexi.
Right.
If it was Alexander Alexi or Alex Alexi, but Adam Alexi, he's making the smart decision here to go by AJ.
Moon gonna be great.
What's the over-under?
I said a soft 9.5. You haven't guessed.
Oh.
We normally guess.
Oh, I normally guess. I'm normally so interested in the game.
Adam John.
9.5.
8.5.
Wow, Vegas is learning.
8.5?
8.5.
For AJ Alexi?
And Nestor Cortez.
Guys, think of how embarrassing this is.
A little bit, right?
That's embarrassing. That's... It's fucking a dude in his third career start.
You're doing what to him?
And listen to the Yankees lineup. Rizzo, Judge, Stanton, Gallo. Mm. And the line is 8.5. Mm. I understand that they don't hit and Nestor's been good.
Right.
So I'd probably put the over-under on them at 2.5. So then they have, I guess it makes sense then, sure. Yankees stink.
Yeah, I think we both.
I agree with Vegas. It's just sad. Yeah, if this lineup and this pitcher happens in 2019, the over-under's 10.5.
Yeah.
There's like no doubt 11. About it. Vegas just understands that the Yankees don't hit.
I just took a
so DNA for that reason, I'll take the over.
Turns out I'm 100% a fish.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over because I don't believe in the over.
You're taking the over because you don't believe in the over.
Yeah. I got the last two wrong, so I got to go against my gut.
Nestor, Alexi, what do they have in their bullpen?
Entering spring Joe is always Barlow? The worst sneezing season. I'm
His
most allergic
Joe
to
Barlow?
Dead leaves. It's a name for them when they fall off the ground and then die and become
dead
dust.
Leaves.
Then the snow covers up and I can breathe easy.
I'll go breathe. Over. Season starts today.
And we're not going to the game, but we're thinking about the game.
Thought about the game.
Season starts today, you think?
I have a premonition.
Jack Curry just tweeted out the song that he told me to DM me. My new walk-up music for Back at Bats.
Wow, kind of blowing your cover.
Actually, it's not walk-up music. It's for whenever I'm in trouble. Jimmy, Jimmy, there's a lot of pressure on you. Jimmy, Jimmy.
Could be your walk-up.
For if there's pressure, you know.
Right.
Funny would it be if we did walk-up music on one-on-one games and we just like hit and then the walk-up and we walked away and we walked back.
Should. I got a song.
What's your song?
It was made by our guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The reliever. Do you want to give a premonition?
You have the time to watch me eat some slime. I think what I'm going with. It sucks. It sucks. It sucks. It's a bad one.
Okay.
It's kind of a normal one at this point. DJ's going to hit into a double play.
Oh, that's not a premonition, man. Sun's going to set tonight. Is he leading the league?
I think so. Otherwise, that feels like something we tweet out a lot.
How many has he hit into? 15?
15.
Oh,
hey,
shit, man. That's not even that many.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a premonition.
Why does it feel like he's hit so many?
Timing is everything in life, Jim.
Timing is everything.
Doesn't even lead the team.
Who leads the team? Stanton. It's got to be Stanton.
DJ's in a tie for second. He
dude,
and Judge,
Stan, I
kind of
like
both
get, though. Like, dude, you couldn't run. You don't run.
Stan is,
and
Stan is the preseason pick.
If a ball hits an infielder's glove, like right. they can turn
auto.
Four if they want.
Yeah.
It's getting to them quick. It doesn't have
DJs
leaders.
Are all – a lot of Stan's double plays are probably barrels. A lot of DJs are rollovers.
It's a big race for second.
With the two double leadoff options – yeah. You have a promo?
I think that... No. No.
Okay.
Do you want me to think about it? I think Boone wears a different outfit today. I don't know if it's during the game, though. Could be like, comes home, there's a new set of pajamas laid out. I don't know. Someone's doing something. Thinking they're cute and changing the superstition. We'll find out about it if they win. If they lose, we won't. If they win, we're going to find out about something dumb they did. Like they passed around the golden thong.
Mm.
Or, you know, they all sneezed into the same napkin and then rubbed it on Dono's head or something fun like that.
I wish you were right, but these guys don't like each other. Have they done like a team outfit day or anything?
I don't think they do anything fun. It's been something we've talked about.
Like, even when they went to London, they had the matching outfits. Those were kind of cool.
They had the matching pinstripe Savages in the Box
right.
shirt at one time. They took the thumbs down pitcher in 2017.
Just nothing fun.
Has this team done anything chemistry, creative, uniforming this season? This, which they do so enthusiastically. Have they? I don't know.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.